USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden sees good news in the latest jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing the report Friday. Over 530,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
But labor force participation shows no movement in October, still under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic February 2020, and the unemployment rate back then, a historic low of 3.5%. A major part of the Democratic agenda moves forward. House Democrats Friday finalized the basic infrastructure framework. No vote, though, to pass the Build Back Better social spending bill. Party leadership hoping both bills can pass by Thanksgiving. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A reason for optimism in the fight against COVID. Pfizer reporting Friday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday a post-COVID reality is now in sight.
I think the bottom line, though, is that these mandates that are going to be put in place by January 4th really are coming on the tail end of this pandemic. By January 4th, this pandemic may well be over, at least as it relates to the United States, after we get through this Delta wave of infection.
Pfizer plans to submit its data on the pill to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The CEO tells CNBC he expects the drug could be available by the end of the year. A blue state turns a little redder. Republicans in Virginia take control of the House of Delegates. A Democrat from Hampton conceding to her Republican challenger Friday after losing by just 94 votes. Republicans now control 51 of the 100 seats, but they could pick up more as some races remain undecided. Republicans also winning the governor's race Tuesday when Glenn Youngkin beat Democrat Terry McAuliffe. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A high-profile murder trial underway in Georgia. Wendy King has more.
A jury in Brunswick, Georgia, has heard opening statements in the murder trial of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot in February of 2020. Glenn County, Georgia prosecutor Linda Dunikowski.
All three of these defendants did everything they did based on assumptions. Not on facts, not on evidence, on assumptions.
35-year-old Travis McMichael's lawyer, Bob Rubin, says the case is really about one thing.
It's about Travis McMichael's duty and responsibility to himself, to his family, and to his neighborhood.
The attorney told the jury at the time that neighborhood was on edge due to multiple burglaries. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL at odds with Congress over a probe into the Washington football team. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.